Tanya, I know that we've met and talked before, but never really had a chance to do a personal interview. So I'm really glad we have this opportunity. We're here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's 2007 Indianapolis 500, just about to take place here in another couple days. I'd like to ask kind of how you feel at this point, because I think with the league running on 100% ethanol this year, that's really the realization of the dream of a lot of people, most importantly including Paul, who, as we know, passed away early in the season last year. So, you know, coming to this race this year, just your thoughts.
You know, I really couldn't be prouder of Paul at this moment. I think it's absolutely amazing, you know, that one guy could have a dream and it turns into this. You know, the entire series is running on ethanol, which is really phenomenal. At the same time, you know, it's really difficult being at the track and, you know, and just being in the midst of everything and, you know, being constantly reminded that Paul's not here and he's not here to celebrate. And but, you know, the overall feeling this weekend is just amazement that, you know, he got it done.
Well, we saw you here last year as well, and, you know, I fully understand how that must be hard, but you certainly seem to be holding up very well and doing an admirable job of that. Well, looking at just from a personal standpoint, you know, since the events with Paul at the beginning of the season last year, just how are things going for you? What is your outlook as you look forward here?
You know, it's still extremely hard. I think it's getting harder rather than easier, you know, as reality is hitting and, you know, the shock is wearing off and those kinds of things. But I have a lot going for me right now, you know, in other aspects of my life. I had a baby, as many of you know, Paul's little baby, Paul Connor. He's about 5.5 months now, and he's just an absolute joy and blessing in my life. And, you know, he makes it worth getting up and you know, keep on going and living each day, you know, as it comes. And my career is going really well, and I feel like I owe it to Paul, in a sense, to do the best I can in my career and you know, really make what I do count on every day.
Well, how about the type of support that you received after this from people in the industry? And by that, I mean the ethanol industry, but perhaps the racing side as well, which all seems to be coming together, and because of Paul, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. The support has been overwhelming. It just has been truly amazing. The ethanol guys have been, you know, well, I consider them to be good friends, and they've been just the most supportive. You could, you know, you couldn't ask for better guys. The IRL has been extremely supportive. They threw a baby shower for me, and, you know, people I didn't know were giving gifts to Paul Connor, and it's just, it's a little bit embarrassing, but it's, you know, the support is really, it's tremendous, and it's helped carry me along all this time.
Well, looking out to the future, is there any way that you plan to keep involvement or connection with the league or with this, with the industry, whether it's racing or ethanol?
You know, I'm happy to do anything I can to support the ethanol and IRL connection. I think it's just a fabulous idea, and I'm glad it's come to fruition. I'm also really good friends with quite a few people in the racing world. You know, the Tony George family has been really wonderful, and Heather and Ed Carpenter have been just fabulous friends, and so it's, you know, it's good to come out here and just hang out with people that, you know, that I've come to know. And Jeff Simmons, of course, and his fiance now, Stephanie Sauviar, have been really wonderful, too. You couldn't ask for better people supporting the ethanol and racing.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. And we wish you absolutely the best in the future. And we'll always have incredibly fond memories of the time that we had to spend with Paul when he was with us as well. And we admire the work that he did, and seeing it come to fruition here is really just incredibly gratifying for all of us. So thank you again very much.
Thank you.